Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Dukes and Bell. And our next guest, we're excited to bring him back onto the show. Because last year, as we went through our playoff run, he was magnificent and was kind and generous with his time. And we were pulling for him, and we were hoping that he'd get this deal done, and it is done, and now we are rolling around back to a new season. John Collins joining us on the WaitForward.com hotline. And JC, where you been, man? You got quiet during that whole contract thing, bro.
What's going on, man? Hey, man, you know, we gotta handle business, man. You gotta handle what's in front of you, and, you know, we did, and it's, you know, back in the A, baby. Back again to do it big.
Congratulations. Right. Congratulations,
and
man.
We're excited for you.
Thank you.
And you're buying lunch, man. Yeah, that's the thing, John, because we talked to you last in the spring, and you were saying, we asked you, hey, is it in the back of your mind? And you said, yeah, it did kind of, you know, bite at you a little bit as it played out. Is that true?
Of course. You know, a big part of what would have been my future if anything would have changed. And obviously, just a monumental point in my career, probably the biggest point up into that until that moment. So I just wanted to make sure, you know, I made the right decision. You know, a lot of good thought went into it, you know, a lot of consulting with, you know, just myself, my family, you know, and everybody that was involved with the decision. So I just wanted to make sure I made the right one, and I was happy with it.
Before we talk hoops, because we got to talk hoops, our season starts on Thursday. We got Luka and company coming in, and the expectations are high, John. You know that. But I'm curious, who's the first person you told once the deal was done? Who did you call? Who was the first person you called?
I don't know. I actually got to maybe go back to my call list. I don't remember if I did call anybody. I think I maybe my mom, my uncle. But I don't really think the first thing I did was make a call. The first thing I did was just, you know, I just sort of turned my phone off. Mm-hmm. And just sort of just thought a little bit, you know, just try to internalize it a little bit. So I'm blanking on it right now, but I sort of did the opposite. You know, okay. I just wanted to reflect a little bit.
Yeah.
It was just such an amazing run. And as you know, you stepping up every night, somebody else was stepping up, and it just seems, put it out there. If Trey's healthy, if DeAndre's healthy, you beat Milwaukee.
I feel like so, man. You know, I feel like we can say that about a lot of things that happened and went around as to, you know, us and, you know, our injuries and how we feel like we had the most injuries last year out of all the teams. So I feel like that just gives us an outlook to say, hey, we played this well and did this, you know, played this way without our guys, you know, add a couple more of our better perimeter defenders into the mix. And I feel like you have to give us a little bit more credibility, although you have to give the Bucks their credit as well.
John Collins, our guest, guys. Hawks season opener Thursday night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I said, and this is the way I describe it, I'm curious to know what you think about this. I said once the deal gets done, you can just go and breathe, right? And now I don't have to worry about that. Does it relax you in a way that it entices you to play better? I mean, what were you working on this offseason that you feel like you're going to bring to the court this season?
If anything, and maybe, you know, not a skill, but more so a mindset, you know, I feel like the game is slowing down for me a lot. You know, I feel like I'm picking my spots a little bit more. And I'm just able to read the game, you know, at a higher level. You know, I've been trying to watch film, you know, to just watch more basketball. I've been with my, you know, assistant coaches and just trying to understand, you know, plays and positions. actions and tendencies, you know, just to try to improve my basketball instincts with, you know, which I feel like in the long run will always help me, you know, regardless of whatever skills I continue to build, because I'm always working on my dribbling, my shooting, you know, getting stronger. I'm working on everything all the time. So for me now, it's about taking the next step mentally.
And that's one of the things, John, we talked about while the contract was playing out. I don't know how much got back to you, but we were saying, you know, can he create his own shot? And because last year when you put numbers up, and then this team you just played on this last year going to the playoffs, all of a sudden there's other guys are not leaning on you as much. And so it's like, you know, that was the question we were throwing out there is John is obviously an integral part of this, but there's other pieces now which can also pick up the slack every given night.
Yeah, you know, it was always funny to me to hear that side of the argument as to say that I can't create. And I always, you know, would ask, you know, or just I would want to question people who would to say why I can't create, you know, because, you know, I feel like a lot of the times people when they look and watch the Hawks before, all they saw was, you know, maybe what they probably saw was Trey throwing me a lob, right?
Right.
So that's obviously like, hey, oh, well, this guy, you know, is just a roller and a rim roller and whoopty wop, right? But I feel like as the playoffs went on and I eventually got to show my game, you know, things always balance themselves out. But that was always a funny argument for myself to hear. But just understanding on the ground level that, hey, right. You know, we want to win. Everybody has to eat. Everybody has to be effective. Although I can still continue to improve, you know, and work on my game and get better at everything. You know, sometimes you're not able to show everything because of, you know, the guys around you. And that stands out on our team.
That's what I told Carl. I tried to tell him that all last week.
Don't believe that, JC. Don't believe that.
Man. I know you guys are A1 all day, man.
Hey, Solomon.
I know.
Solomon Hill, 12 years, right? Gallinari, 12
hey,
years. 16 years for Lou, right? Sweet Lou. And my point is, now the young core has been paid. How do you keep it
yes,
together?
Big shout out to Kayvon.
No doubt.
White chocolate. Kayvon Herder, baby, we love you, man. I told him congrats today in practice, man, but I got to give him one more shout out to the,
I'm with you.
To the guy, Kayvon, Kevin. Good job, baby.
So the core is paid, right? Obviously, D. Hunter and you know, Cam, they're working towards theirs. My point is, how do you keep it together? How do we not have some of the things we've seen around the league with our core group now that our guys are starting to get recognized for their skill level and being paid as such? How does the leadership play into this?
Yeah, and you know, you sort of just answered it right there. You just have to just sort of lead as well as you can, right? And, you know, my saying is you can't lead someone who doesn't want to be led, right? So if there's anybody who, you know, has, you know, falling off the ship, as I'll say, in any sort of way, then, you know, you try to keep your brothers and hold them up as long as you can. But, you know, at the end of the day, you can't really control that, right? You can't really control keeping it together. So, as you said, I just try to lead, do the best I can to just put on the best example as possible for the city of Atlanta, for my teammates, right, for the organization. But it, like, as I said, you know, those decisions, you know, although it would be fun to make, aren't in my hands, right? So I have to just continue to play ball and be the best teammate I can, because, you know, keeping the young core together in this league is hard.
It is John Collins with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline as we get ready for the kickoff to this season. And, John, expectations now through the roof. As we said, some injuries here and there. Maybe we could have gone all the way to the finals. Trey is like now, and you all raising your profile. So how do you guys embrace this challenge? Because now you guys to do this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's part of just our national growth and development, right? You know, showing that you can, you know, do more and earning the right to have more, right, and continuing to prove yourself, right, and the world, right. And I feel like it's just a natural progression of things, right, to be one of those guys in the league that we all want to be. There's certain pressures and there's certain, you know, expectations that come along with it for you producing and being – what, you know, people, you know, rank you or, you know, you say yourself to be in your goals and expectations. So it comes with the territory. You know, I don't really try not to think too much about it. But I just understand that this is the line I got to walk to be one of the better players in the league, or to, you know, as I always say, to be a Hall of Famer. At the end of my career, I want to say that I'm a Hall of Famer. So, you know, it's not going to be an easy journey, but a journey that has to be done.
JC, how's it feel to know you guys wrecked the process?
Sixers are still crying.
Come on now. How's it feel?
Man, we did not.
We
beat who was in front of us, guys. That's all we did, man. We beat who was in front of us.
I mean, the Knicks are crying. Sixers are crying. We almost made Milwaukee cry.
Oh, man.
Man,
well,
we just beat who was in front of us. You know, beat who was in front of us, and you keep it pushing, Nate. And, you know, that's a tough situation out there. You don't like to see stuff like that happen, but, you know.
Yeah.
Hey.
It is what it is.
Hey. It is what it is, man. They got to figure it out over there.
Hey, man, we
figure that out.
We wish you nothing but the best. We're happy that the deal is done. We don't have to talk about that no more. We can move forward and we can focus on dubs, man. Give Kayvon a big high five for us. Let's get this thing started on Thursday night. Trey's ready to roll. I know you guys are ready to get this thing started, man. By the way, a quick update. I know we haven't seen Clint Capella. Is he's okay? We're going to be all right?
Yeah, big fella's doing good, man. Okay. Nothing to say about CC, man. We know CC's doing good. And, you know, hopefully he, you know, knock on wood, right? He stays good and everything continues to go to plan, baby. We're all good.
All good. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Always glad if you guys have me on, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.